不知道你今天注意没有，今天其实在我们中间有很多的新事。
I wonder if you have noticed there are many new things among us.
首先大家看到台上今天带领敬拜的是一群新的面孔，是不是？
I hope you notice the worship team at a new face.
我们能不能在上帝的面前感恩呢？当Cindy离开我们，有青少年敬拜没有停止。
When Cindy left, our worship led by youth still not stopped.
神需要我们年轻人在他面前敬拜。
God is pleased when our youth leading the worship.
我们还有心思啊！如果你看那个单张的话，你看到我们教会的意象开始第一次放在上面了。
If you read the bulletin and you see the vision of church,
大家能不能把它背出来？
Let's all say it.
第一句话。做主门徒，祝福社区。OK。大家看看还有什么心事啊
？Let's see anymore。
今天，向走进这个教会，他来告诉我说，他十一月份要受洗了。我们能不能再一次向上帝感恩呢
？Sean came to pastor this afternoon and said he will be back.He will be baptized in this November.
他是我们教会中四年来第十三个受洗的青少年。
In our church.
OK， 弟兄姐妹，我们在做父母的，我们心里怎么想？为此感恩呐、啊。
So as parents, let's be thankful.
还有心事了。
And new things.
今天包文我的朋友坐在后面了，大家一起来，好好的鼓掌，站起来。OK， 哈利路亚。
Mr. Bao Yaxin's father and the pastor's friend is also among us.
差不多一年来，每个礼拜我们会碰一次头。
Among on the past years, every week, pastor and him meet together.
我跟他说过了，我们是朋友，但是这不够，朋友要死的。
He said, "We were friends, but that's not enough because friends were."
我们唯有都认天上的为我们的父，我们做说兄弟，永远长存。
When we are calling.Our God and Heavenly Father, then we'll be brothers.
我们凭着信心在主面前鼓掌，盼望他有一天成为我们的弟兄。哈利路亚，赞美主。今天是双语的崇拜。
Today we worship in dual language.
今天我们的信息仍然在讲迎接耶稣。
Our message is still about meeting Jesus.
我今天要与大家分享耶稣走进耶路撒冷时的两种非常强烈的感情。
Today I'll share the two extreme feelings of Jesus when he walked towards Jerusalem.
一个是耶稣极度的喜乐。
One is the extreme joy of Jesus.
当他骑着驴驹走进耶路撒冷的时候，他盼望他的门徒们呼叫这样的一个荣耀。
When he ride on the colt, and he was extremely joyful, and he want his disciple to share the joy with him.
当弥赛亚走进耶路撒冷的时候，这里面的呼叫代表着好像是说在尖叫、嘶喊一样，不是一般的只是高呼一声而已。
When the disciple celebrate the coming of Messiah, they cry out as they scream out.
还有一个就是耶稣极度的忧伤。
The other feeling is Jesus extreme sad.
耶稣为着他的百姓，因为他愚昧和悖逆将要受到的亏损，以致哀哭。
Jesus wept for the people who did not know what's going to come because of their foolishness.
圣经这里的哀哭不是暗暗流泪，而是痛哭。
In Bible when said about Jesus weeping, it's not just quietly tearing down, but it's wailing.
这个周末我们刚刚有一个退休会，大家是不是还记得朱建牧师的三堂信息吗？
In the past weekend, we had a retreat. I wonder if you still remember the message of the three sermons.
从神的作为到神的旨意。
First one is from God's word to God's will.
从神的旨意到神的心意。
Second is from God's will to God's desire.
从神的心意到神的命定。
The third one is from God's desire to God's predetermination.
我在主面前安静为这次聚会祷告的时候，你知道我看到个怎样形象？圣灵借着这次退休会，从天上扔给我们大家人手一个属天的 GPS。
When I was praying for this retreat, and I was enlightened by Holy Spirit and see that every one of us going there will have a spiritual GPS.
退休会一路回来，朱坚牧师与我分享。
On the way back from the retreat, and Pastor Zhu was sharing with me.
他说我们北美的基督徒有个最大的危机，就是事业有成，又加上进教会多年，属灵的经验很老道，于是自我感觉很好，以为一样都不缺了。
He said the crisis among the North American Christian is when we come in to worship in a church many years, and also we prevail in our career, and we know so many things, we feel like we lack of nothing.
随着这次退休会，圣灵给我们当头棒喝，要我们每一个人重新都来过，要我们从上帝的旨意、上帝的心意、上帝的命定来看我们正在行驶在哪条道路上。
Yet, during this retreat, the Holy Spirit woke us up and asked us to, from God's work and His will and His predetermination, to examine our life, which way we were on.
从此以后，不再凭我们自我的感觉，而是打开天上的 GPS， 他会告诉我们，我们这辆车行驶的好不好，选择的方向对不对。
And from now on, we should rely on the spiritual GPS and see how God leads us instead of relying on our own feelings.
今天的信息迎接耶稣，我想一个人最重要明白上帝在身上的旨意、神的心意和神的命定，他首先需要来多多的来认识神。
This message I will be emphasized on how we know God's work and will and the predetermination, so that we will know how to live a Christian life starting from knowing God.
而一个人想要认识神，其中一个有效的途径就是先要来了解学习什么是神的性情。
The effective way of knowing God is we need to understand God's characteristic.
了解什么事情是上帝看为喜悦的，什么事情上帝不喜悦甚至是厌恶的。
So we need to know what God likes and what God despises.
同样的道理，一个人想要跟随耶稣做主的门徒，他就应该先来了解和熟悉耶稣的性情，了解耶稣的喜怒哀乐。
So when we determine to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, first we need to know what Jesus likes, what Jesus despises.
如果你是耶稣的门徒，你要知道耶稣为什么笑，耶稣又为什么会哭。
If you are a disciple of Jesus, you need to know why Jesus laughs, why Jesus weeps.
我想到了一个古老的童话，他们有类似的场景。
I think I remember an old tale it has similar situation.
他们同样在城门口，同样是一位君王要凯旋进城。这个时候，有一个乞丐大声的呼喊：“可怜可怜我吧！”
It was in a situation when a prince came to a city. There was a beggar crying out, "Have mercy on me."
因为乞丐的声音实在太响，所以国王竟然命令他的车队停止，然后国王从马车上下来，直奔那个乞丐的面前。
It was the king who heard the loud cry of the beggar, and he couldn't help to stop his chariot and came to the beggar.
乞丐惊呆了，那个时候他连话都说不出来。这个时候，只见国王向他伸出一只手来，告诉他，问他说：“你能给我什么？”
And the beggar was so astonished, and he didn't know what to say when the king came to him and.Extend his hand and ask the beggar, "What can you give me?"
乞丐一脸的惊讶，我是一个乞丐，你是个国王，我问你乞讨，怎么你倒过来问我乞求？
The beggar was confused because he thought he was a beggar and that was the king. I was the one asking for favor. How come the king asks things from me?
国王的态度是坚决的，意思是明确的，所以膝盖这个时候就把他的破烂罐里找出来一粒玉米粒给了国王。
Because the king was so determined and the beggar couldn't refuse, he found out a piece of corn in a can and gave it to the king.
到了晚上，他把所有讨来的东西倒在桌上的时候，突然看到一样金灿灿的一粒金子做的一粒玉米，他突然这个时候惨叫一声，捶胸大哭起来，我真是个笨蛋，我真是个傻瓜。
At the night when he poured out everything he got from the day, he found out a golden a corn size a golden piece among his rubbish. Then he cried out, what a fool I was.
我盼望你能告诉我膝盖笨在哪里，这个乞丐若要是聪明，当国王向他伸手索取的时候，他应该怎么做？
So I would like you to tell me, why this beggar was a fool. If the king was asking things from him, what should he do?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天耶稣在圣灵中正向我们走来，我们也像乞丐一样，希望着耶稣能给我们医治，给我能力，给我安全，给我勇气，给我智慧，以及我们所需要的一切。耶稣其实也向我们在伸手。
When we meet Jesus in spirit and we are also asking Jesus for healing, for power, for security, for wisdom and all the things we want, and at the same time Jesus also extend his hands to us as well.
耶稣也一样在问我们，你能给我什么？请问这个时候你准确的回答是什么呢？
Jesus also asked a question, what can you give me? What is the right answer we could give?
这堂信息结束的时候，我会告诉你一个聪明而又准确的回答。
And by the end of this message, I will tell you the wise and the correct answer.
现在我们来看今天的应用经文，请大家把圣经翻开，翻到路加福音，我们要从19章35节读到44节。
Let's look at today's Bible verse. It's in Luke chapter 19 from verse 35 to 44.
翻到了，我们可以用中文和英文一起来读。
When we turn to the page, let's read Chinese and English all together.
路加福音19章35节到44节。
Let's read.
他们先到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上，走的时候众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正向橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所看见的这一切异能，都欢呼起来，大声赞美神，说奉主名来的王是应该称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说，夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说巴不得你在这日子知道关乎你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必垒起土垒，周围环绕你，四周围住你，并要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。好，大家已经看到耶稣踏进耶路撒冷的时候两种非常强烈的感情，一个是喜乐，一个是哀哭。
So we have seen the extreme emotion of Jesus. One is joyful, one is sadness.
我已经说过了，一个人真要想迎接耶稣，想要得着耶稣，他就要先来讨耶稣的喜悦。
As I said before, if one wants to meet Jesus, he needs to understand Jesus' joy and sad.
好比说当耶稣走进耶路各城的时候，为什么耶稣单单会在瞎子巴底慢慢圈留步呢？
For example, when Jesus approaching to the city of Jericho, why he would stop to the blind?
因为巴底买这个瞎子明白耶稣的心意，因为耶稣来是要拯救失丧的人，所以这就讨了耶稣的喜悦。
Because that blind man knows the desire of Jesus. He came is to save that which was lost.
为什么耶稣在耶利哥城单单晚上留守在税吏长撒该的家里呢？
Why in the city of Jericho Jesus only spend a night at the tax collector Zacchaeus' house?
因为撒该承认自己是个罪人，恨恶自己以往罪恶的人生，所以他把过去所犯罪所得来的东西还给穷人，这就讨了耶稣的喜悦。
Because Zacchaeus was repented of his sin and repaid his unrighteous wealth and got from the people. So by doing that, he pleased Jesus.
同样，耶稣为什么单单要叫那头驴子牵来为自己所用？因为那头驴子对他的主人是谦卑的，是敬畏的，是绝对顺服的。
And why Jesus only want that young colt? Because this colt was humble, submissive to the master.
但十分可惜的是，耶稣看到今天这个末后的时代，就连神的百姓也常常不认识他。
What a pity! At the end of this world, even the people of the Lord doesn't recognize him.
其实耶稣非常希望跟我们玩在一起，只是我们不愿意。
Actually, Jesus really wants to play with us, but we just wouldn't like to.
这次退休会有一个特别的安排，就是让做父母的能够跟他们青少年的孩子玩在一起，玩 rope course.
In this retreat, there was a program designed for parents and the children play together. It's, the program is called the rope course.
我是第一次看到，这是一个非常富有挑战性的一个游戏。
This is my first experience. It was really challenging to me.
我的孩子不错，第一个上去。
My son was good. He was the first one.
你要知道，一个人能够被绳索吊到五层楼高，然后自由落体的时候是什么样的感觉
？And you could imagine when a person was raised up to the height of 5 stories and had a free fall.
但是我的孩子，我想不到我老爸比他玩得更潇洒更带劲。
Yet, as an old parent, and I was enjoyed more than him.
我被拉到五层楼高的时候，我叫了一声耶稣爱我，我就放手了。
And when I was reached the height of the fifth floor, and I cried out, Jesus loves me, and I let go of the rope.
我没有那么紧紧地抱住绳索，因为我知道是安全的。
I didn't cling to that rope.And grab on it tightly because I know I was safe.
所以我第一个来回以后，我就索性把双手分开，像鸟一样在空中飞起来了。
And after the first round trip, back and forth, and I let go of my hand and just I glide like a bird in the air.
所以我那一天我觉得我跟我的孩子中间是零距离，我们玩在一起了。
At that moment, I felt I was so close to.My child, and there was no distance between us, and we were just together.
所以所有那一天的父母都是一样，只要上去的，你的孩子都不会小看你了。
If the parents that day you took the challenge and got up, and then your kids will never look down upon you.
最近看了一篇文章，讲到今天做父亲的与自己的孩子就是玩不到一起，每天相处的时间只有几分钟、七分钟。
And I read a paper about the relationship between father and the son. It said the moment they can have a conversation, it was only 7 minutes every day.
这个文章说，今天做父亲的与做儿子之间就少有那种对抗性的打闹和游戏，以致这些男孩们早早的沉迷于电玩里的厮杀。
Because nowadays the fathers withdraw the combat activity with their children.So that the young boys were indulging in the video game and doing the combat games.
但是我万万想不到，耶稣也用小孩子彼此玩耍的事情来讲说我们今天跟他玩不在一起。
And I never thought Jesus would use a parable to describe the situation that we could not play together with him.
我们来看一处非常宝贵的圣经，在马太福音。11章16节到17节，我们一起要来读。
Let's turn the Bible to Matthew chapter 11. We will read verse 16 and 17.
这是耶稣对我们的心说话。
This is what Jesus said to our heart.
从某种意义上说，耶稣的心在哭啊。
In one way, we would say that's the cry out of Jesus' heart.
马太福音十一章十六节、十七节这样说。我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞，我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。捶胸这里其实原意是哀啼哭。
It's the meaning of more when it's described and you pounding your chest.
耶稣说我与我们玩不到一起，他在关注我们，他很想跟我们一起玩这个 loop course， 但是我们好像没有看见，即使他呼召我们也不想跟他玩。
Jesus was willing to play with us and want us to join him and we just did not want to take the challenge such as like a loop course。
当我们决定做一个选择的时候，我们会去问我们的好朋友，但我们很少会去想问耶稣的心意是什么，耶稣的选择又是什么。
When we have to make a choice, normally we would go to our friend instead of to Jesus, asking him what he wants.
我们为什么不能跟耶稣玩在一起呢？
Why couldn't we play along with Jesus?
我曾经跟大家讲过一个老鹰与小猫的童话故事。
I remember once I told you a tale about an eagle and a cat.
老鹰和小猫他们是邻居，有一天老鹰抓着小猫往高处飞，老鹰告诉小猫要让它看野见。
Eagle and the little cat were neighbors. One day Eagle took the little cat up high and want to show him the things and brought his vision.
老鹰告诉小猫说，你看天空有多宽广啊，高山有多美丽啊，迎来的风有多爽快呢。
The eagle said to the cat and said, "Look, how beautiful the sky is, how tall the mountain is, and what a joyful feeling when wind breathes onto you."
小猫只是打断老鹰的话说，我只想问你，老鹰，天上有没有老鼠？
And the cat stopped the eagle and asking, "The only question I have is, will there be mice in the sky?"
今天耶稣正在圣灵的形态中向我们走来，他想进到我们的生命中，想与我们玩在一起。
Today Jesus walked to us in spirit and want us to play along with him.
他吹笛就希望我们能跟着他的节拍跳舞，他举哀就希望我们能跟着他的哭声捶胸。
He want us to play along with him when he played flute.He want us to dance. When he sang the dirge, he want us to mourn.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们已经信主多年，在主的恩典中已经有了一些年日。
We have become a Christian for a few years, and we have some experience.
我们不能像小猫和老鹰一样，虽是邻居，见面只是点点头，彼此是陌生的，平时连一句话都说不在一块。
And we can't be just.Like the eagle and the little cat, though they are neighbors, but they only nod to each other and not knowing each other well.
我们现在就来讲耶稣的喜乐。
Now let's talk about Jesus' joy.
如果你读过一点圣经，你应该知道一个事实。
If you read Bible, you should know one truth.
在耶稣进荣耀的走进耶路撒冷之前，他自己从来没有企图希望被人公开称为弥赛亚。
You should know the fact that before Jesus went to Jerusalem, he never would want anyone knew he was Messiah.
但是从那时候起，他允许并且鼓励人们这样去做。
From that moment, he encouraged people to spread out that he was the coming Messiah.
那个时候，耶稣的人头是有价钱的。
Because that time, There was a bounty on Jesus' head.
犹大卖他的钱是多少？
What was the
三十两银子
of Judas selling Jesus?
三十两银子那个时候是一个成年人的一年的工资。
It was 30 shekels of silver. That was a wage of a year wage of a man.
耶稣骑驴走进耶路撒冷的勇气是惊人的。
The courage Jesus has to get into Jerusalem is amazing.
他以凯旋的姿势一路走来，面对十字架的死，他没有任何的躲避。
He came in a high spirit, walking towards the death on the cross, and he was not afraid and no retreat.
法利赛人明白这件事情背后的意义，所以他们斥责耶稣的门徒，要耶稣让他们停止称呼他为弥赛亚。
The Pharisees know the meaning behind this thing, so they talk to Jesus and want Jesus to stop disciples shouting.
耶稣告诉他们，今天在耶路撒冷必须有人大声宣告，他就是先知所预言的那一位救主。
Because Jesus wants everybody to know in Jerusalem that he was the Messiah that prophets were talking about.
他说，倘若今天耶路撒冷没有人站起来欢呼，那么这些路边没有生命的石头都会起来欢呼为他做见证。
If people in Jerusalem would not shout out for Messiah's coming, then the stones will cry out.
今天这个迎接耶稣的故事对我们生命中有什么提醒呢？
So this story, what this story would remind us?
圣经的提醒是我们要与耶稣同乐，耶稣高兴的事，你我也要高兴去做。
Bible reminds us that we need to be joyful with Jesus. When Jesus is happy, we need to be happy with him.
刚才我只是讲了一个童话故事，现在我们讲一个实际的例子。
Before we will talk about a tale, now we will talk something in real life.
这是婉芳姐妹到国内去，她看到国内弟兄姐妹聚会的情态跟我们这里不一样。
In the past few weeks, Sister Francis went to China and he noticed the different style of worship in China.
他说那里的弟兄姐妹唱歌是大声唱歌，他觉得后面把他耳朵都震聋了。
She said, when the congregation sing songs in China, it was so loud and it almost put her into death.
他说牧师呢带领祷告的时候，那回应阿们的声音响到一个地步，他耳朵要震聋了。
And when pastor was leading prayer, and the amens from the congregation was loud.
最后大家在朗读使徒信经的时候说，我信上帝，我信耶稣，我信圣灵，那个声音像排山倒海一样涌出来的。
And at the end, when congregation was recited the decree, and when they say, I believe in God, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, and the sound was so loud as like a sea's roar.
圣灵对婉芳的提醒是什么呢？在敬拜中，他的心应该完全向主敞开，应该超越自己的拘泥和害羞，应该以火热来回应神的爱。
She said what she learned from this experience is she needs to open her heart and do not let her shy and conserve and let go of herself in return of Jesus' love.
在祷告会的时候，我听婉芳分享的时候，我心中看到的图案就是那以赛亚蒙召的场景。
And when I was hearing, when I heard Francis sharing during the prayer meeting, I see the scene as Isaiah was called by God.
以赛亚看到神高高的坐在宝座上，那天使呼喊圣哉圣哉的呼声，能够把圣殿门槛的根基都震动。
As Isaiah heard the calling from God, he also heard the cherubims shouting, "Holy, holy, holy!" The sound was so loud, it was so loud that vibrated the foundation of the temple.
我想神是喜悦他的百姓对他的敬拜，所以圣经说以色列，神是以以色列的赞美为宝座的。
I know God pleased when we worship Him, because in Bible there also said, you're the praise of Israel.
但是我听我们教会带领敬拜的同工说，他们唱诗的时候，我们里头好些人的嘴巴是不动的。
When the worship team told me that many of the people was not singing and their mouth was not, their mouth were not even moving.
这是退休会，我们有自己的诗班，他们带得很好，但问题是我们台下的能不能也大声的赞美持唱比喝呢？
During the retreat, our worship team really led a wonderful worship. But one thing is, can we respond with wholeheartedly to them?
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你从来就觉得自己不太喜欢大声唱诗，今天你听到我牧师这样的说，你应该要羞愧，要悔改。
If you never enjoy worship, singing out loud today, I encourage you do so. And
我只是今天举一个小小的例子而已。重要的是，耶稣高兴的是，如果我们不热心；耶稣欢呼的是，如果不起敬，圣对我们说话。
Today, may Holy Spirit speak to us when Jesus is happy, we just stand alone, and when Jesus enjoys, we do not care.
什么叫迎接耶稣？什么叫做主的门徒？我们首先要与主同心，与主同乐。
First, we need to be happy with. We need to have the heart of Jesus, and when He is happy, we need to be happy along with Him. So that's what we call to meet Jesus.
每个主日我们来到教会，首先是一个火热的朝圣者，而不应该是一个无动于衷的旁观者。
So when we come to church every Sunday, we should be a zealous person to worship, not a person just observe.
我注意到圣经中有几件事情是耶稣特别高兴的，我们做聪明人就要在这些事情上跟耶稣同乐。
I noticed there are several things recorded in Bible that Jesus really pleased. As wise people, we should pay attention to those.
当浪子回家的时候，家父在里面是摆设筵席。
When the lost son came back home, the father was so joyfulAnd had a banquet for him.
所以我们要心里想一想，我们在这样的时候对灵魂有没有负担，跟天父的心是不是在一起。
From this parable, we need to think, do we have a burden for the saving soul? And do we have the heart as the Heavenly Father seeing the lost people coming back?
当玛利亚用香膏膏抹耶稣的时候，耶稣的心里非常的喜欢。
And when Maria anointed Jesus with the perfume, Jesus was very pleased.
我们可以扪心自问，在耶稣有需要的时候，我们能不能献上自己呢？
And we can ask ourselves, when Jesus needs us, will we devote ourselves?
在圣殿的祷告中，那位税吏在上帝的面前说：“可怜我这个罪人吧！”耶稣喜悦他。
In the temple, when that tax collector cried out.Have mercy on me. At that moment, Jesus, please.
我们可以想一想，上一次的悔改在上帝面前是什么时候，是什么样的事情。
We could ask ourselves, when was the last time we cry out and repent in front of God?
当我们赚取银两来到上帝面前的时候，耶稣是喜欢的。
When we earned the wages and earned the money and bring it to God, Jesus is pleased.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在地上真的与耶稣玩在一起的时间已经其实不多了。
Dear brothers and sisters, the time that we can play along with Jesus is not long.
不只是因为我们年日有限，乃是主来的日子已经近了。
It's not just because our days are numbered, it's also because His coming is near.
今天不信的人都在担心世界的末日，那我们现在信主的难道不好好预备吗？
In these days,there are many people in the secular world was worried about the end of the world. As we Christians, why shouldn't we be more prepared for that day?
现在我们来讲耶稣的哀哭。
Now let's talk about Jesus' weep.
耶稣说这个世界 那人跟他玩不在一起，耶稣说我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。
And Jesus said, the people in this world do not come along with me. When I send a dirge, you did not mourn.
具有讽刺意义的是，这个世界的经济都能像街上的孩子们一样玩在一起，你中有我，我中有你，彼此不分。
And in this world economy, and just like kids playing in the street, they are all together, cannot be separate.
最近整个欧洲的经济陷入债务危机的时候，许多国家都准备伸出援手。经贸全球化已经使没有一个国家可以置身事外。
When European faces debt crisis, all there are many countries want to lend a help. And during this global financial situation, not a single country can say he can stand out alone.
但可惜的是，上帝的百姓却将属灵的事情上却不能与上帝像耶稣心心相印，彼此相通。
What a pity that the people of God can not have the heart of Jesus and go along with Jesus' desire.
我们好像看到罗德的女婿，上帝已经告诉他我马上要毁灭索多玛城了，但是他把上帝的话语当作戏言，结果葬身火海。
Just let's see about the sons-in-law of Lot. They heard God will destroy the Sodom, but they considered it was just a joke. At the end, they were burned in the fire.
耶稣就是为这些事情来哀哭的。
These are the things that Jesus was weeping of.
耶稣不能不为耶路撒冷哀哭，这个曾经欢迎他入城的人，最后他们宁愿要强盗巴拉巴，却高喊要钉死他。
How can Jesus not weeping for this city Jerusalem? Those people who shouted welcome him as Messiah finally shouted crucify him and prefer a bad guy.
耶稣不能不为耶路撒冷的城哀哭，因为他的百姓不明白这一天所发生的事要关系到他们接下来的生死存亡。
How can Jesus not weeping for them? Because these people did not know what happened in that day would consider their life and death in the future.
耶路撒冷的意思是平安，但身处平安之城的人却不知道关乎平安的事情。
The meaning of Jerusalem means peace.But the people in this city called peace, knowing nothing about the peace.
耶稣的眼泪就是上帝的眼泪，他为世人的悖逆、抵挡的愚拙，以致最终要卷入极深的灾难而哀哭。
The tears of Jesus is the tears of God, and He cries for those people who were so fooled and know they were doing things will tangle them in the struggle and lead to.The destruction.
今天的信息很简单，但圣灵却一样在提醒我们，我们的神是有位格的，他是会喜怒哀乐的。
Today's message is simple. It reminds us that God is a person. He has a love, anger, sad and joy. So.
所以我们要学得聪明一点，要像保罗所说的，我是基督耶稣的仆人，要单单讨他的喜欢。
So we need to be wise, just as Apostle Paul says, I'm a servant of God, so what I do would only for the pleasing of God.
现在让我们回到原来的童话故事。
Now let's return to that tale.
一个聪明的乞丐，当国王向他伸手索取的时候，他应该将自己所有的都送给国王，因为他舍得越多，他得到的也将越多。
For that beggar, he should give out everything he has to that king. So whatever, the more he could give, the more he would receive.
但这里有一个问题，如果乞丐只是把他所有的破烂都换成了金银宝石，但是他里面仍然还是一个乞丐的心。
There is also a problem here. Even if the beggar gave all he had and exchanged the rubbish to the gold, silver and the precious stones, Instead, he still had a heart of beggar that was nothing good.
所以一个真正聪明的乞丐，当国王向他伸手问他说：“你可以给我什么的时候？”他最好的回答是说：“我愿意将我的自己全部给你。”
The wise answer from the beggar it should be, I give myself all to you.
如果乞丐他愿意把自己归在国王的名下，那么就在这一天他就成了王子。
If the beggar would like to subject him under the king, then he would be the prince.
因为是王子，他什么都不再缺了，他永远就不会是乞丐了。
Then if he became a prince, then he would no longer be a beg, and he would no longer lack of anything forever.
所以同样当耶稣向我们走来，当我们向他祈求给我医治能力、安全、勇气和智慧的时候，耶稣一样跟我们伸手，他也在问我们给能够给他什么。
When Jesus walked to us and when we asked him for healing, for security, for power, for courage and everything, he also extended his hand and asked us what
什么是我们准确的回答呢？
What should be our wise answer?
我们可以告诉耶稣说：“主啊，我本于你，依靠你，也要归于你。”
We should answer, we are of you, and belong to you, and will serve you.
如果我们是一只小猫，当耶稣带我们向他腾飞的时候，我们不该问耶稣天上有没有老鼠。
When, if we were a little cat, when Jesus took us to the sky, we shouldn't ask if there were mice in the sky.
当耶稣在街上招呼我们作为他的同伴一起来玩耍的时候，我们应该与他同乐，与他同行。
And when Jesus called us on the street to play along with him, we should be happy to play along with him and be happy and join him.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，谢谢你借着你的话对我们心说话。
Dear God, thank you for your word to our hearts.
原来做门徒并不那么难，只要每一天与你同行。
Being a disciple is not that difficult, but to walk with you.
能够与你同乐。
To be happy with you.
你欢乐的时候我们就跳舞。
When you're happy, we dance.
你举哀的时候我们就哀哭。
When you sense dirge, we mourn.
愿我们真正在十字架路上也能够一起同走过。
May you give us courage to walk on your road of cross with you.
愿你的心在我们里面成形。
May your heart form in our hearts.
让我们的心也能够以你的心为心。
May our hearts understand your heart desires.
让我们真是能够磨成你的模样。
And mold us into the shape you
want
us to be.
让天父上帝的心得以满足。
To please God, our heavenly Father.
听我们在你面前的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.